The more expensive caskets were the ones with the cloth
yes,
covers.
Yes, yes.
Were those shipped into your grandfather?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made them, or he would make a casket and to be just as you look at it, it would be wood. And I can't remember, only I could see the shape of it. Beautifully made, and it was always lined with white. And it was either excelsior or wadding or something like that that made the side when a person was put in, it looks as if there's a pillow, you know, that they were lying on.
What would he do for the poorest customers who came to him?
Oh, they were finished, but of course they couldn't afford as nice of lining, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
And they'd come, and I can remember once of someone, and that struck me so funny coming. This man, he was a good workman, but he was poor and had a hard time getting along. I don't know if his wife died. And he came, where it was that died, and said he wanted him to make a casket. And he asked my grandfather how much it was going to cost. And so he asked him what kind he wanted, and he told him. And I remember grandfather saying to him, now the less expensive caskets would be made just as good, to be just as well. But he didn't want it. He wanted to have one that cost more. And my grandfather said, but now you're only earning so much. Well, I suppose he gave him a price. Well, anyway, my grandfather, I think it went years, I don't know if they ever got his pay for it. But those are the kind of things you run up against with poorer people, you see.
Mm-hmm. What did he charge for an ordinary casket?
Oh, I haven't the faintest idea. Because, of course, I wouldn't hear him talk. He'd say, well, such a person has died and he had to make a casket. But I suppose he talked that over with my grandmother, but I didn't know about it.
Did he make them up in advance?
He always had some on hand, and he always had some commercial ones. So if it was people from the better families that could afford, he'd have them, and he had a storeroom in his building, which was what we would call, well, to be a good size building. And all his work was in there. And I can remember, too, that he made, they had wheels for their carts and wagons, which he made. And he was very fussy about the kind of wood that he used for those things.
What would he use for a wagon wheel?
Make them.
Maple?
Maple. I say he made them.
Oh, he made
them. He might choose maple. I wouldn't know that. But I can remember going in the room where he did that kind of work. He had a paint shop in connection. And when I went in there, I had to be very careful because there's never any dust or anything in there because he didn't want that in the air, you know, if he was painting. I can remember a lot of those things. He was very particular about whatever work he did.
Was he a hard man to live with?
No, not at all.
What kind of a shop did he have? Was it separate from the house?
Oh, his shop was entirely down by the river where he had water power to run it.
Uh-huh.
And when you'd go in the door, which was a great fascination to me downstairs, it would be like a block. The house would be about the size of a block. I mean the shop, because he had the wheelwright business, you see, and the undertaking business was there in his paint shop.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a man that probably did more things than any of the other men. And I remember because he had learned to be a wheelwright and he could make wagons and anything that had always come to him because he was very ingenious.
Uh-huh. What did he use the water power for?
Well, when we went into the lower floor, the river was just below, we'll say off here, and there was a wheel. I can't remember, but I remember one of my girlfriends who were with me one day, and I wanted to show her how he did. And he had something that he turned on. We didn't have electricity in there at all, you know. And they'd open this gate that let the water in where the flume was, if you know what a flume is.
Mm-hmm.
See, that runs through a made, I don't know what you'd call it, but that was probably 10, 12 feet or so deep. And above us here was the big dam that held this water back. And when they wanted to use it, they opened this, and then the water flowed through, and that started all the machinery.
They opened a section of the dam?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See? That gave him the power. So that was all done by water power.
What did he use the water power for? To saw? To run a saw?
Yes, anything like that.
Was he a sawyer as well as a carpenter?
Yes. And I remember I think it was when I was a little girl, they built the first mill, grist mill they called it. And that's where the farmers used to bring their wheat in.
Did farmers around there grow wheat at that
yes.
time?
Yes. And it was brought into this mill, and that was ground. Well, my grandfather did the building for it. And it was down what we would call in the basement floor. And they'd open up this gate so they'd let the water through this, like a canal, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that would start the wheels going. So that was, and I was told to keep out of that place because there were places that little girls could get hurt. But I can remember that was on that floor. Then his upstairs, there was a great big wide staircase. And that went in, and that was the undertaking place.
Mm-hmm.
And the paint shop, where he did his painting, all that.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember who owned the first grist mill?
No, I don't think I can. Seems to have came there from away, and he and his family lived, as you came down from my grandfather's, you came down just a little grade. We wouldn't call it not as much as we've got here. And then you came up a little bit onto the main street. But the Crystal Grist Mill was right on the bank of this river.
The same river as your grandfather's shop.
That's right. Same mm-hmm. river. Mm-hmm. They called it, I think it's called Deer River. Because I remember they're going hunting. In those days, there's nothing to go and get your deer in the fall for your meat for winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grandfather would do that.
Did you have a rug in the dining room or a carpet?
Yes.
Of your house?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the handmade type?
Yes, it was a handmade type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of curtains did your grandmother use?
Well, I think we had just the white ones, as I remember, that could be washed, you know. They'd come like, whether we'd call them muslin. No one ever heard of having drapes beside your curtains then. You know, they were like a rod.
Yes.
And that was put on it, and then when they got dirty, they could be put off in this rod, much as we do today.
Were they patterned? Was there a pattern
in them? No. It was usually plain. I don't remember having them. Maybe some of them did, but I don't remember them.
Could you see through them?
Well, I doubt, yes. I think you could, but not well.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a shade, and I can remember things like that. My grandfather would make the fixtures for them.
What color was the shade? Green, or was it the yellow?
Well, I think it was more like a yellow.
Uh-huh.
Might have been different for different houses. I don't remember that. I was too young, because by the time I grew up and went away to school, and all those things all changed.
Did they have a pull on the shade that was a little crocheted circle?
I don't remember that. They did, I don't remember it.
Mm. Did they ever have a fireplace in your grandfather's house?
No, we didn't have a fireplace.
Uh-huh. Oh, how many stoves did you have?
Well, we had in the kitchen. Our house was built this way, and then the kitchen was on this side.
The kitchen was attached almost a separate building.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in the winter time, I don't think Mother used that as much, because it wasn't built as well as at the end of our dining room was a long room.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cistern in our basement that my grandfather built by putting the slabs together, you know. And then around the house was
What was your stove like in the kitchen?
Well, our kitchen stove, as a little girl, was a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we came in the back of the house. There was a porch, not a covered porch, but ran across this length of the width of the house. And the stove was right near there. And it was a wood stove that you opened the door and put the stick of wood in.
Mm-hmm. Did it have an oven on it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And a reservoir, too. The reservoir was at the end.
In back or on the side?
It was on the end, on the side. Uh-huh. The stove was long like this. Here was the front side, and here was where the drafts were. You opened a little place which let the air circulate through and made a draft for the stove.
It had a chimney going up out.
Oh, yes, and the chimney was on the back. Uh-huh. And that went up and went right out through the kitchen. Of course, uh-huh. That was just then. In the dining room, we had what they called, I remember the name of the stove was the Argand, A-R-G-A-N-D. And that had isinglass in the doors. And it was a great curiosity to me. And we had that.
Was it round or square?
Well, it was more on the round side. It was, as I would say, about this big. And that, you put in your wood or your coal from the top. You slid off this thing, and there was a griddle there. That grandmother, if she wanted to make tea, you know, in the fire, you would light, you would put your tea kettle up there.
Yes.
And then there was a little place a little bit lower back, came back like that, and there was another griddle or two there. And oftentimes I can remember her putting our baked potatoes in a little oven on there. Mm-hmm. They used to do those kind of things. And then the stove went around like this, and every door had these little isinglass.
How many doors were there on the stove?
I would say there were three. Mm-hmm. Three, one on the side and this end. And this end. Mm-hmm. And you used to love to watch it because you could look through and see that when then they used wood, and then they used, grandfather had coal, mm-hmm. that was put in so it would keep. And I remember how that was filled from up above. You slid this thing off and put in a hod full of coal, and that would last all night.
You didn't fill the stove from the sides?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, not that one.
How high did it come up if you stood next to it? How high was it off
the
floor?
Yes, it was higher than that. Probably, it was a good high. I would say where the oven were in the back, I'd say about that high. But then this front came up higher.
So it was about 4 feet high in front.
I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. How high was your kitchen stove?
Well, that was lower. It was like the top was plain flat. Mm-hmm. And then the reservoir was over here. And there was an oven under this other part that was opened on here, this side.
Your kitchen stove was built like an L.
Yes.
Like one part was very long, stuck out in front.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was your kitchen stove on legs?
Yes.
And your dining room stove on legs? Or did it sit?
Well, the dining room, that stove there, as I remember, was that the iron, I suppose it was iron or whatever it was made of, came down pretty way to the floor. Mm-hmm. And I think it did it. The floor had eight legs, I don't remember.
Did it sit in a sort of a pail of, an area of sand?
No.
Or on a block or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. Had legs, and because I can remember that you could get underneath it in dust.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good heater, a very good heater.
Was there a stove in the living room?
No, because our living room, we used the dining room as a living room too, and the other living room was at the front, across the front of the house. Uh-huh. And I think that heated, because this stove was about in the middle as you're going in. And then, of course, the kitchen, this end of the dining room, Mother used because grandfather, I told you we had a cistern.
A cistern, yes.
And that was in the basement underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put the pipes in, and that came up into a what we'd call a sink. And there was a pipe, and you could draw pump the water.
Was that sink in the dining room or the kitchen?
It was in the kitchen part of the dining room. See, the dining room was a long room.
Mm-hmm.
And
the kitchen and the dining room weren't really separated?
No.
I see.
He had built this in after he put the cistern in.
Uh-huh.
And that was a great curiosity to everybody. Because at that time, no one did have cisterns, but his being a carpenter, and that I would say, because as a young child, I think probably the cistern downstairs was as high or tall as I was. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be 3 feet, 4 feet.
Did your mother wash, your grandmother washed her dishes there, right in the kitchen, using her wet sink?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't a wet sink.
Oh.
This sink that was built here, which was right over there where the
cistern
was, and then there was a pump right in here, and there was a cover that lifted up, so you can, when you were through with that, you just put the cover down. Mm-hmm. And then this end of it was a place for you to put your dishpan and wash your dishes, but it wasn't a wet sink. Mm-hmm. You had to go to the door and throw the water out.
Uh-huh.
That was, of course, that was a long time ago.
Did you have a kitchen table? That's different from the dining room table?
No, I don't think we did. I don't remember we did.
So you ate around that one large dining room
yes,
table?
Yes, and that was off on this side. The dining room was long and wide. Here and here was the dining room table. And there's room between that and a window there and an outside door here. They went out on this, what we called our back porch.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a summer kitchen out there?
Well, the one I told you about that they used, it was a summer kitchen. And you went out by this wet sink. There mm-hmm. wasn't a wet sink. It was about a step down, so I know that Grandfather built that many years afterward. And that was, I would think, was probably maybe 12 feet square. And there was an outside door on this side that opened out onto the street. And we had some beautiful maple trees all along here. And I can remember as a child for playing, I had a swing out there. Mm-hmm. So that it was plenty of, it wasn't a question of how much land you had, because we had a big frontage that ran way over here, and then it ran way back here to the railroad track.
How many acres around the house?
I wouldn't know that, because I couldn't tell you how many acres we've got here. Our land runs way down to this road, back of us, you know. Mm-hmm. And as far as acres, and I used to say to my husband, seems though there ought to be some way to measure this thing so they'd know whether we've got an acre or half an acre, but we've got, it goes farther than you think.
So you did have a summer kitchen?
Yes.
Was there a separate stove in there for cooking?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But we only used that in the summertime mm-hmm. because it wasn't built, apparently, so that it was warm enough.
For the winter?
No. Mm-hmm.
Was that summer kitchen stove like your regular kitchen stove?
It was flat on top, I think, twice. Mm-hmm. No, the other stove that I told you, the Argan, was a stove that came up higher.
Were you allowed to play in the living room, was it sealed off to children?
Oh no. Played all over the house. Mm-hmm. Then as we entered this end of the dining room, and there was an archway, first was a door, and then my grandfather cut it in half, we had an archway there, and then right side of it made an alcove. And I used to love that place, and later grandmother had a day bed or whatever you had in there. Somebody came and our bedrooms were full. Well, I would come down and sleep there. And then the living room was right straight across the front of the house, and then the dining room rang from it to the back.
Were the living room and dining room separated by doors or by curtains?
No, it had a door. Mm-hmm. And that was where they had it wasn't a door that closed. I think it was a door that slid back and forth. Mm-hmm. Grandfather could do anything that there was to do, so I think he did that because there's this little alcove, and there was an archway there where we went in, and that was later. I think that when the house had originally been built, it wasn't there. I think that he had, as things had progressed, that was must have been built on later. Hadn't thought much about it. But it was a little country house, you know.
What were your beds like upstairs? Were they wooden or were they metal?
Well, they were wooden. And we had some of them that were made with spindles, you know, like you would an antique one today. Mm-hmm. And they'd be these little spindles in. And Grandfather, whatever machine it was, some of them were, well, like this, you know.
A curlicues.
Yeah.
Were the mattresses straw or were they feather?
Oh, no. They were regular mattresses. Now, we did have some feather beds. And I know, as I got older, of grandmother would fix this feather bed, and she made mattresses sometimes when you got where you didn't want to. The old way, they got in and shook up the feathers, you know, or made it sort of make it fluffy. But as I was growing up, it wasn't that way. Mother had taken them down and tied them like you'd tied a quilt that you had batten in. But we never had any straw or anything like that. Mattresses, if we had any of the other, you know, it was until I was older.
The outside of the mattresses were handmade?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The feathers were never emptied from the mattress?
No.
Mm-hmm. Were the beds slat beds or rope beds?
Well, I remember one of them was a rope bed. And I can't remember. See, when I went away to school and I was away from home, and I had lived an entirely different life, I don't remember so much about. The early part, I mean. Mm-hmm.
Were the rooms in the house papered?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you remember the patterns or the
no,
colors?
No, I don't. Because our dining room, I remember, then people had gotten where the rooms had been plastered and they'd been painted. And I can remember once somewhere I'd been, I'd seen the walls were painted and they were lovely color. So when I came home, I said to Grandmother, why don't we paint that? And I can remember I used to love to paint, and I helped paint it.
Hmm. What color would you paint it?
I can't remember now what color it was, but it was something that I thought was good looking anyway. And, mm-hmm. and I imagine it might have been shades, light shades, because we looked out, the house was at the front end, faced to the north, and where the porch was in the back of the house, that was on the south side, which was very sunny and nice to get out in.
Mm-hmm. What were your dressers like in the bedrooms?
Well, Mother made most of when I was a little girl. My dressers were made, and I can remember there was a woman in town that used to come and would cut out where they began to get the dresses where they fitted more, you know, like a little basque or something that buttoned down. Mm-hmm. And she would come. Mother could sew, but she wasn't a dressmaker to cut out and fit things. And I remember this woman that used to come, in the spring or fall, and would help. Mm-hmm. So.
What were your dressers, you know, in the bedroom? The commodes or dressers?
Yes.
What were they like?
Well, very plain. I can remember her dresser was made like a commode, only longer, and I know my grandfather must have built those. And we did, I can remember, when we had our first brass bed. It was almost worth having a party. Because that's when Grandma thought we need this other bed, which was like a spool bed, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. The spindles are like spools. And so when they had the brass bed, that was put in the guest room, and it was a double brass bed.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember the posts came up with kind of like a brass ball on the top of them. And that I thought was elegant.
The parlor bedroom downstairs was a guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that carpeted?
Oh, yes, because it really wasn't a bedroom. It was more like a alcove off in the other room, you see, mm-hmm. which did have a day bed in mm-hmm. it, but it wasn't like as we think of a bedroom, though it could be used. And I remember in later years, at the time my grandfather died, Mother had a bed from upstairs brought down, and that was put in what was the front living room, and that's where he was sick. Died there.
Were your upstairs bedrooms carpeted?
I can't say, but I think they must have been, because everybody was always sewing rags or braiding them. And then that was put on a thorn, tacked around, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Did the bedrooms have closets?
Oh, yes. There was one large room, and then between the large room and what we called our guest room, which really wasn't one I had as I had grown up, and that had a big closet that I remember Mother, in the back of it was a trunk, the things that she treasured and didn't use in the winter or was put away, mm-hmm. anything that she had. Sounds like fire, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Did they hang their clothes on hangers or on hooks?
Nails.
On nails.
Mm-hmm. Nails or some of those hooks.
What kind of lights did you have in your house?
Lamps.
Did they have the big round globes or did they just the glass chimney?
Well, they had both kinds. Mm. For the glass chimneys, were the ones that you'd use in the dining room or something like that, but I remember of our having a light that had a glass globe. But that was probably in the living room. I can't remember.
Did they have any hanging lamps like this one from the ceiling?
No, I didn't have any. Other people did, I remember, having a hanging lamp with little prisms on.
Uh-huh.
Some of our neighbors did. Well, those are the ones that were much more expensive, I guess, than grandfather or grandmother felt they could afford. I don't know. We didn't have them anyway.
Did you have a front porch on the house?
No. Uh-huh. You came out, there was a front door, and 3-4 steps down, and it was built wide enough so you could put a chair outside, mm-hmm. but you couldn't call it a porch.
Mm-hmm.
And that went right onto the street.
Did your grandmother plant flowers around the house?
Well, we always had, I think I did more planting. My grandfather always had a splendid garden. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, that was the first I had ever helped of his. He had had some celery. He was very fond of celery, and he planted some celery seed in the house in a box. And when it was big enough to transplant, he called me because he had to get down, and it was hard for him. He'd gotten, as older people do, more portly, and it's hard for him to get down, so he'd made a trench. You know, that when they grew celery, they'd make a trench about that wide and probably that deep, and then the plants would go in there. Uh-huh. And as the celery grew high, then that was, he'd take the hole and hill that up, and that was the way it reached out.
Hmm.
That to me was a great thing to think of, pulling the dirt up. And then when you wanted celery in the fall, he would just take and dig away and cut or pull it out, you see, because it was all covered well, and it would be white and nice. Then you had to wash it thoroughly, and we had good fresh celery late.
Did your neighbors grow celery as well?
Well, I think our neighborhood, most of them probably did. Everybody had gardens then.
Besides celery, was there anything in the gardens that people don't grow nowadays?
I can't remember. Grandfather used to have a very good garden. Our lawn was wide enough so that he had quite a strip. Went back and we had a lovely orchard with wonderful trees.
What kind of apples were there?
Well, we had Dutchess, and he had sweet apples in our garden. We had some apple trees that what they call pound sweet. Did you ever hear of them?
No, I never
had. Each apple weighed a pound.
Huh.
And they were green. Those were fall apples.
Did they turn red eventually?
No, they just were just as sweet as they could be.
Hmm.
And they made lovely pickles, and they made lovely any kind of sauce, and they were wonderful to eat.
Apple pickles?
Yes, apple sauce.
Now, did they pickle apples?
Yes, they pickled apples too.
That's something you don't.
And then we
now.
Had crab apples. We had a wonderful tree with crab apples, and those were colored, probably like that. Grandfather knew more about plants and things. If he saw something, he could send and get a tree. And so we had quite a big orchard and a lot of thaneuws. And those were like a, what do you call it, apple, I want to say. And the sweet apples and the cooking apples.
What were the brand of the cooking apples? What was the name of those?
Well, of course, we used Dutchess a lot. They made the best apple pie. I don't think there was ever a pie ever so good made with any other apple is a Duchess apple. Mm-hmm. And then the sweet apples were in this part of the garden, and then the real orchard, this ran to the orchard, and that time Grandfather had a long side of the barn, which he made a hen house, and had chicken wire, made a frame, and the chickens were on this side at the back, so they got to crowing in the night, you didn't hear them as well.
Did he grow onions in his garden?
Yes, oh yes.
And cucumbers?
Yeah.
Tomatoes?
Yes, and Grandfather had lots of tomatoes and cucumbers.
Did he have yellow tomatoes by any chance?
I don't remember yellow ones at all, I just remember the red ones.
And sweet corn?
Yes, and I had sweet corn and potatoes. We didn't put in so much potatoes, some, but we had all of the vegetables.
Did you have squash?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And pumpkin?
Yes, I think his grandmother and I, some of those things, as I got older, I was crazy over a garden, and then Grandfather gave me a little plot so that I could have flowers. And he would spade that up and get it all ready for me. And then I'd plant the seeds, but I had to help take care of them.
Did he grow lettuce?
I can't remember that we had lettuce back there. Don't seem to we did.
How about peppers?
No. I didn't have peppers until after I came here to Malone to live, and I grew peppers because people were using them so much to stuff peppers or for pickles, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did he have what they call the summer squash or the zucchini?
Yes, well, but not much. We used to have the squash that you bake, mm-hmm. like the winter squash, because I liked the summer squash, but I don't think he did. And I know my family have never been crazy over summer squash. Some people like them and some don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did he have an herb garden?
No. We never had, I don't think I ever heard of an herb garden when I was young. Can't remember it.
Mm-hmm. What age did you go to school?